I'm in the car on the way back, and I'm going to hand over to Paul Omani, Omani Blog on Twitter, who I think had the best coup of the evening of the Twitter panel, and that was interviewing Rachel Allen, who was by far and away the star attraction of the show, I suppose you could say. And I'm going to ask Paul one simple question, which he'll answer eloquently and hopefully for longer than 30 seconds. I want to get his impressions of interviewing somebody who is, in fact, quite a major celebrity in Ireland. How was it to interview somebody like that? And how did you feel that she experienced your interview? Over to Paul Omani.
Okay, Roger, that's a very good question. First of all, I'd never met Rachel Allen before. I'd never seen her before. And my first concern of the evening was, would I actually recognise her? Now this is bizarre to some people, but I had to explain to one woman that I didn't actually watch television very often. And anyway, I've learned that people don't look at the same off TV as they do on it. But yes, I was lucky. I was terribly lucky. It has been my intention to interview Rachel Allen ever since I got invited to the event. In fact, I sent a tweet to Pat Whelan, a direct message actually, to say, could I possibly interview Rachel Allen? But I didn't know until I got here tonight, or I didn't know until late in the proceedings, that I would be able to, because somebody went and asked her, and she said yes, she would. So Pat Whelan took me outside as Rachel came off the stage. I was nervous. I didn't know what I was going to ask her to start with. I had no idea. I just said, I'm very pleased to meet you. But what I'd done, thank goodness, was that while she was on the stage, I didn't actually pay much attention to her cookery demonstration, to be truthful. I Googled her book, Easy Meals, and I read a couple of reviews of it as well. And I found out interesting little bits of information, like there are 180 recipes in it. So I kind of familiarised, because I had an intention of going in a bookshop and flicking through it, but I'd never had the book in my hands. So I thought, go, it'll be a real insult to the person if I haven't even, if I know nothing out of her book, you see. So I also found a link to the Irish Book Awards, and I knew that she'd won an award, and I wanted to refresh my mind which one she'd... Is this on your point, by the way? This is a bit deviating, isn't it?
It is a bit deviating.
Okay, just pull me back.
But I find it interesting to hear how in modern times you can prepare an interview at such short notice. I think that's fascinating. Now, don't forget, I don't have the audio boo allowance that you do.
Okay, I'll be very quick. So, basically, I was nervous. I just said, hello. And then I went for a question which I think was quite tough. I said to her, do you hope to win the Irish Book Awards in Book of the Year in 2 days' time?
What did she say?
She said she didn't even know that it was up for voting in 2 days' time. And I then decided, there's nothing wrong with flattery, so I told her the truth. I said, I've just voted for you, by the way. So we started on that vein. Now, she was absolutely friendly. She hardly asked me anything. She was not any way suspicious. I told her before I did the interview that this interview will be going out on Twitter and Facebook. Now, I didn't know if she even knew. I mean, I knew she probably knew about Facebook, but I didn't know anything. She's on Twitter, but I didn't know if she really knew anything about Twitter, and I wasn't even sure that she wrote her own tweets. So I didn't want to assume anything. So the whole thing was terribly friendly. In a kind of way, I think she was much, much nicer than I expected her to be, and she didn't have any side of I'm a celebrity. I had been told that I would be lucky to get, more than a few minutes with her in between leaving the stage and going to do the book signing. But it ended up that, I was saying to her, look, I must let you go. And she was in no way wanting to get away. So and then...